Apple stands with NBA, those who refuse to accept the status quo. By Lucas Nolan on August 29, 2020. Tim Cook stated in a recent tweet that the Masters of the Universe at Apple stands with NBA players who recently boycotted a number of games in protest of the recent shooting of Jacob Blake. Apple supports those who refuse to accept the status quo because we must do better. In a recent tweet, Apple CEO Tim Cook stated, "We stand with those who refuse to accept the status quo. The WNBA, NBA, and all of those who will not tolerate another Jacob Blake." The tweet from Cook can be seen below. Recently, Breitbart News reported that a number of NBA players had sat out scheduled games to protest the shooting of Jacob Blake. Breitbart News reported earlier this week. Games between Milwaukee and Orlando, Houston and Oklahoma City, and the Los Angeles Lakers and Portland. The NBA said all three games would be rescheduled, yet did not say when. The dramatic series of moves began when the Bucks, the NBA's team from Wisconsin, a state rocked in recent days by the shooting by police officers of Jacob Blake, a black man, didn't take the floor for their playoff game against the Magic. The teams were set to begin Game 5 of their series shortly after 4 p.m., with the Bucks needing a win to advance to the second round. Players had been discussing boycotting games in the bubble after the shooting of Blake by police in Kenosha, Wisconsin. More discussions were scheduled Wednesday, but even before that, the Bucks apparently decided they would act. "Some things are bigger than basketball," Bucks senior vice president Alex Lazar tweeted. "The stand taken today by the players and the organization shows that we're fed up. Enough is enough. Change needs to happen. I'm incredibly proud of our guys, and we stand 100% behind our players, ready to assist and bring about real change." The AP News later reported on the response to the protest from the Trump administration, writing, "NBA players are very fortunate that they have the financial position where they're able to take a night off from work without having to have the consequences to themselves financially," White House senior advisor Jared Kushner said, told CNBC on Thursday. In a separate appearance before an event hosted by Politico, Kushner said that he planned to reach out to Los Angeles Lakers star LeBron James, an outspoken advocate for policing changes. "Look, I do think that peaceful protest has a place and it has importance," Kushner said. "But I do think that what we need to do right now is make sure that we take the anger that people have, and we have to move from slogans to constructive solutions." Apple is not the only company to use the recent events surrounding Blake's shooting to highlight its commitment to anti-racism. Ride-sharing app Uber recently organized a number of billboards across the U.S. requesting that anyone who tolerates racism delete their app. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan or email him at lnolan@breitbart.com.